what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 WAUK and 101 FM, the show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, or you can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
Good, Earl. It's a little chilly this morning.
Yeah, it is. It's been actually below average for about a little over a week now. And, you know, not going to cry crocodile tears. It's February 25th.
I know, but I thought we dodged a bullet. I really did. I thought maybe winter wasn't this harsh, but she just hit us a little later. That's all.
Well, she's never going to forget. And and you're going to pay the price at some point in time. But, you know, got, I don't know, in Milwaukee, maybe about four or five inches of snow. And I haven't seen that, you know, for a couple months, it seems. So, you know, we're fortunate and we're way behind in the snow level. So this will be good in the long run. But I want to say, got a lot to talk about. I'm going to be joined by one of my heroes later on in the show, a guy named Bob Law, and out of New York City. And Bob Law is a friend, and it's I'm very blessed to be able to call this man a friend and have him around. Because he is a legendary national radio personality out of New York. He hosted a show called Night Talk, the nation's first nationally broadcast daily black call-in radio show in the 1980s and 90s. And really great guy. Who do we have on the line this early?
We have Dave from Mequon wanting to run past something for you, Earl.
All right, what's going on, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I didn't get a chance to say that on Matt Flynn's show, so I'm going to just put it out there. You know, the situation in Ukraine is obviously very dire. There's a lot of killing going on. And it should be noted, one of the things that was disturbing to me was the fact that we have 23,000 Americans that are stuck there, and there's no plan to evacuate any of them. However, there is a group, a U.S. nonprofit group called ProjectDynamo.org, ProjectDynamo.org. And what's happening is these are, basically people, individuals are trying to help get the Americans that are stuck in Ukraine out of there before they're killed or thrown in prison. Yeah, who knows what else they could be done.
Let me say this, man. With all due respect, we've been there. We've been there. Afghanistan, people were told to leave. In Ukraine, people were told to leave. And if people chose to stay, that's not on this nation. That's on them. And so, whatever dire consequences they face, that's on them. That's not on this nation. That's not on Joe Biden. And people made those decisions themselves. And they have to suffer the consequences. There's a war going on, and yes, there are deaths. But they were warned. What are people supposed to do, man?
It's impossible to get out of a country when you're surrounded.
Dave, it was not impossible. The United States did the same thing.
All I'm saying is, Earl, please have people look at this. At least there are some individuals who are trying to help
My point is, you prefaced what you said by saying they've got all these Americans left over there trying to get out. They had timetables to get out. So because the ones who wanted to leave left. Okay? So you know, it bothers
me. I'm not going to argue with you, Earl.
No. It's listen,
pointless.
Man. Listen.
You called here and you gave
information, and you led it off with an erroneous statement that those people are
trying to get out.
Hey, Dave.
Biden made very clear there was going to be no help whatsoever to get him out of there. They could have done this before the whole invasion started.
Hey, Dave, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, and whether you say it or not, does not make it the truth. I know.
It is the truth. I heard
and I read where this nation, when the buildup was happening, and they made it clear that American people should leave. And the Americans who chose to stay, that's on them. Many people who chose to stay were business people who have businesses there and didn't want to lose their businesses. That's not the government's responsibility. Those are unilateral decisions that are made by people. And now that the war has started, maybe they didn't think the war was going to happen. But clearly our nation gave them a stern warning before this all ramped up. So, you know, I wouldn't have any problem with you announcing about, you know, a place and where people can maybe get some help. But I'm not going to allow you to mislead people and say that those people are stuck over there because our government didn't give them a fair opportunity to leave. That's not the truth.
Well, I guess you and I disagree.
Yeah, we do disagree.
The fact that they put it out there that they weren't going to do anything. I guess they were at least being honest this time. At least they were being honest this time that they weren't going to do anything.
So why don't you try to be honest then? Because you're not. Because unless you're willing to tell the truth about and make it appear as though the United States government left those people there without giving them any opportunity whatsoever to get out, that's just not ever going to be the truth. And I'm not going to ever allow you to say those things over the air that aren't backed up with facts. Thank you very much for the call. You know, it is so frustrating, Sam. So we still got Republicans who are trying to blame Joe Biden and say that this is his fault, and certainly if Republicans would have been in charge, none of this would happen. But to have Dave, you know, call in and again try to make a point and blame the president of the United States and all those poor people who are left there. They made a calculated decision. They are there. And no American life should be endangered to try to help people who made their own bed. That's just the reality of it. And I may sound harsh, but, you know, people have freedoms, and when they make decisions on what they should do or what they can do, and they decided to stay, it's on them. Not one serviceman's life should be endangered. To now, people who afterthought, after they see the outcome of what is taking place, to now all of a sudden act as though, you know, well, we got to get out. You know, well, the bombs are dropping now. And so all they can do is, all those people can do and should do is pray that they find a way to get out. But they're on their own. Before I was, you know, Dave wanted to get his message out. We'll talk about Bob Law as he joins us at 9 o'clock. But here's what continues to frustrate me about, you know, those folk on the right. You know, Republicans hammer Biden over Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. The United States ramped up the pressure on Russia Thursday over its invasion of the Ukraine. Allies of Donald Trump blamed President Joe Biden for the crisis, accusing him of emboldening Moscow with a series of policy blunders. You know, I don't use profanity, but it makes me want to use profanity when you hear Republicans. Well, this is a continuation of what happened in Afghanistan. You know, the way that the United States left Afghanistan, Joe Biden left all of those Americans there. No, the Americans who decided to stay left themselves there. Same exact situation occurred. And so they are there. And it's not Joe Biden's fault. Well, he left with his tail between his legs. No, he did not leave, and the United States did not leave with the tail between their legs. 16 years of war or 12 years of war, however many years it was, I forget, was enough. And so it was not the place of the United States government. The United States government was never going to occupy Afghanistan and protect the Afghanistan people, the Afghans people, from now to eternity. It was never going to happen. There was going to be a time when it was time to leave. Many Americans wanted the American people to leave, and they left. Even under Donald Trump, he wanted them to leave. And so they left. So that's water under the bridge. It's over. And you can try to compare the two all you want to. You have a right to say and those things, but fact of the matter is there is no comparison, and I don't care what you Republicans and try to make it. It's not. Listen, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK, 101 FM, The Shaw. Be right back. Pick it loud and pick it sound. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see.